Kings are there, if that's important for you to understand at this time. But if you remember in verse 13, it says that for the king of the north shall return and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come after certain years with a great army and much riches. That verse was describing a time period when Egypt's king had died and he had left the kingdom of Egypt to his five-year-old son and also to his daughter Cleopatra. And the next verse talks about Rome coming into the picture, and verse 14 says that there would many stand up against the king of the south during this time period. And Uriah Smith points out that not only was there immediately after the king died and left his kingdom to his children, was there a struggle in Egypt itself going on for trying to take control, but Philip of Macedon and the Assyrian kingdom, the king of the north, decided they would come together and go in and take Egypt and divide up the geography connected with that kingdom among themselves. And verse 14 is just following in that scenario and says it's during this time period that the robbers of thy people will stand up. And sure enough, historically, during that situation, Rome, who had began to make moves in growth towards being a kingdom in the world, had already been in some wars in northern Africa, and they accepted the responsibility of being the protectors of these children. And they let it be known that if Syria, the king of the north, and Macedonia were going to come after Egypt, that they were going to have to deal with Rome as well. And that's where verse 14 takes us. And in verse 14 it says, so the king of the north shall come and cast up a mount and take the most fenced cities, and the arms of the south shall not stand, neither his chosen people, neither shall there be any strength to withstand. And if you look at the history of that, what that's saying is the king of the north begins to make its march on Egypt upon the child king, and the protectorate of Rome that was managing Egypt during that time, he hired an army, and in verse 15, this is the chosen people that the protectorate of Egypt selected, this army, and the king of the north came against them, and he just wiped them out, basically. You know, there's more details to the battling that went on there, but this hired army of mercenaries, as we would call them today, those chosen people couldn't stand. They didn't have any strength to withstand. And they come almost all the way into Egypt, but they don't quite get there. And then we see verse 16. And verse 16 says, but he that cometh against him shall do according to his own will, and none shall stand